This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Monday. And if only there was something to talk about, we are going to get to all the Israel stuff. What happened? What do we know? What do we think? We'll deal with all that here in a couple minutes. But there's more than that. It's not going to be 3 hours of that on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight because we have Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now. RFK Jr. announced he's officially in the race. That's a big deal. Why we have to guard ourselves. In fact, I'm going to open with that. Fentanyl deaths in this country, the U.S. of gay, and why you're seeing a lot of the reaction you're seeing right now. All that and so much more is coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to address something right off the bat, before we get into some nitty-gritty specifics about intelligence and raids and history and all these other things. I want to talk to you about you and me and how we live, how we operate, ways we have to guard ourselves in this world. And many of you may follow me or may have followed me on social media, various social media accounts. Maybe you still do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever the case may be. And you've noticed that I've pretty much disappeared. I don't do anything on Instagram. I don't even have the app. I deleted it, deleted Facebook. I still have Twitter. Maybe once every day, once every couple days, I'll throw a thought on there, but I never look at it. I don't talk to people on that. I'm just gone. Why? Here's why. And you're seeing this with this Israel, Gaza, Palestine. Here's why. We live in an age with an unhealthy amount of information coming at us. It is not only not healthy, you can't and I can't, nobody can possibly appropriately process all the endless information coming our way. Video, social media, audio, everyone's text message, a million different ways to connect. I'm looking at stories here and videos here. And it's too much. And what it's done is it's turned people into these emotional beings where they will just dive on everything they see and vomit their emotions out and let their emotions guide their actions. And I'm not only talking about you and me. World leaders are doing this because there's too much information. Information is not always good. I was talking to a relative this weekend, and we're following all the goings-on in Israel. Remember, we just got back from Israel. Me, Chris, Mike, we just got back. We were talking about our guides over there. Has anyone reached out to them? That we had these wonderful guides, these awesome Christian guides who were guiding us through everything, and we got to know them. We got to be very good friends with them. Are they okay? No one's heard. I don't know. So we're talking anyway. And I'm talking with a relative this weekend, And I finally told her because she was just heartbroken about all the video and everything coming out. I can't take it anymore. And I said, yes, you can't take it anymore. So turn it off. You've got to turn it off. Now, that doesn't mean uninformed. You have to pop in and inform yourself in whatever way you can. But I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound cold, but maybe the world needs a lot more cold right now. There's a lot of emotional response. Maybe the world needs cold. So this is going to sound cold, but here's what it is. The war that's happening now, the raid that happened of Israel over the weekend, and the war that's coming, whether it be just Gaza, whether it expands from there, and I'm going to get into all that, it's going to be something horrible because you're finally able to see what human beings have experienced throughout history, and you're not supposed to see it. You're not supposed to see it. When I tell people about something horrible I saw, you've heard me do this before on the show, and I tell people, hey, don't go look at that. I'm not trying to play mind games so you'll go look at it. There are things that are in my mind, that are in my memory, that I wish weren't there, that I wish I'd never seen, I wish I'd never known, and I realize it's just part of life, but I have to guard myself adding to those things. Remember something. Photography, as wonderful as we all think it is, I have maintained, you've heard me say it before if you've listened to the show, photography is probably the most dangerous, damaging invention in the history of mankind. And then everything that came from photography, it went from just photos to now it's video and things like that. Why do I say that? Because if you're a human being right now and you're concerned about what's happening on the globe, you're worried about what's happening in Israel, you're worried about World War III, you're worried about this, you're worried about that, those are justifiable worries. And you, ideally, you would process those worries, though, through a logical response. I'm mad about this, but wait, we can't do that. I'm mad about this, but I can't do that. You feel like a logical, normal human being right up until the point where you log onto social media and you see some beautiful 20-year-old Israeli girl screaming and begging for her life as she's being hauled off to Gaza to endure horrors beyond imagination. And you go from being a logical human being trying to process this and where we should go and what we should do. You go from being that into a, oh my gosh, send in the Marines now. That's not good for you or me. Now, with what is happening in the planet, and we're going to go over everything, all this Israel stuff and all this stuff, there are so many truly dangerous things happening in the planet. Right now is the time for sober, logical reasoning and thinking. That doesn't mean you don't respond. It doesn't mean you don't do this. It doesn't mean you sit back on your hands. It doesn't mean that. It means now is the time to take all this in and process information as best you can. What do we have going on? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Just a brief recap off the top of my head. Well, you know, Russia invaded Ukraine, of course. What you probably already know as well, because you listen to this show, is Russia has already gotten to be real good friends with Iran. In fact, they're doing military drills together. Oh, did I mention? China's joining them as well. Okay, so China, Iran, Russia, they're doing military drills together, getting to know each other, exchanging weapons, exchanging information, exchanging intelligence. While all that's going on, Iran, remember the Russia-China-linked Iran is now openly admitting that they helped plan, finance, and coordinate one of the largest raids, in fact, the largest raid in the history of the state of Israel. Iran is announcing they did it. We will get to how truly dangerous and horrifying that is. So that's already going on. Plus, Iran and us, we've been working on a deal, but tensions have been going up, and we're now sending a carrier group over there. Are you awake yet? Oh, and did I mention? We stand here in a country where we can't trust any of our intelligence services because they've been attacking our own citizens now for years. We can't trust the United States military leadership. Oh, the people on the ground, of course, are the best. But our generals and admirals, do they have our best interest at heart? Yours or my best interest at heart? Did you know what came out over the weekend? That Mark Milley announced he worked with Esper underneath Trump to undermine Trump. They openly admitted they formed a coalition to undermine anything Trump wanted. Do you realize that? You can't trust your intelligence service. You can't trust your military leadership. You most definitely cannot trust the news. Oh, and there's this too. New York City, 700 activists in New York City waving swastikas and cheering the death. That's just the ones that showed up for the protest day. How many are here? What do we have here? What should we be worried about? There's so much to process. All I'm saying, and we're going to get into all this Israel stuff now, do not let your emotions, do not let that horrible picture you just saw, the video you just saw, govern your actions. And we have to be truly discerning as we move forward with what information we get and what information we trust. And you're going to have to monitor yourself, and I'm going to have to monitor myself. Yeah, be informed. Know when to turn it off. All right? All right, let's dig into some things here in a moment. Before we do that, might be a difficult time to get some sleep. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe with everything going on in the world, might be tough to get a good 8 hours. I got 8 hours last night. You know why? Because my balding head was nestled on my MyPillow 2.0 with the temperature regulating thread so my pillow doesn't ever get hot. I never wake up with sweaty ear now because of MyPillow 2.0. And I know what you're saying, Jesse. I love that. I want to sleep like you sleep. You're the best. I know that's what you're saying. But you don't want to spend the money. It's normally $79.98. Who wants to buy that? Well, you see, right now there's a huge sale, and the MyPillow 2.0s are $39.99 with the promo code Jesse. The king size pillow, which is the kind I use, just $10 more. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Let's dig into it next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, dealing with the big news of the day, of the world right now. Obviously, it's not going to be the only thing we talk about tonight. There are many things going on in the country. Let's check in with the National Security Advisor, Jack Sullivan. I thought it was Jake Sullivan. It's Jake Sullivan. Yeah, Jake Sullivan. This was him last week. Really nailed this one.
What we said is we want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region. The war in Yemen is in its 19 month of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against US forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
Nailed it. Well, all right. Let's deal with the Palestinian activists in New York waving swastika flags before I go through all of your emailed concerns. And remember, you can email me whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If my voice sounds a little weird, it's because I have a cough drop in it. I'm losing my voice a little bit. Don't worry, I'm not getting sick, so don't be mothering me. I'm fine. I'm just losing my voice a little bit. All right. It has been brought up by many people that we have a wide open southern border. Over 1.5 million gotaways in just the last 2 years. And the number of people we capture on the southern border who are on the terrorist watch list has grown exponentially in the last year or two. So Americans are obviously looking at the horror that Israelis are going through and asking themselves, can that happen here? Would that happen here? Yes and no. yes and no, and let me explain this. It can't. It wouldn't look like it does, like it did in Israel, because we have too many guns here. They don't have civilian gun ownership in the way we do over there. So it wouldn't look like that. You're not going to ever get some Hamas terror cell of 1,000 guys walking into my neighborhood, grabbing families out of their homes. They'd all just be shot dead. That wouldn't happen. Are you going to have suicide bombers here? Or I shouldn't say, are we going to? Are suicide bombers an option? Oh, of course, obviously. Sabotage operations, yes. Random terrorist attacks. Look, you've seen this. How many times have you seen some turd on the streets of New York City, some turd terrorist find some rabbi and plunge a knife into his chest? It's not new. Are we going to experience things like that? Probably. And here's why I say probably. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm just trying to make sure you're awake and aware. We already have Americans dead. There are already 9 Americans dead. That's what we know of. That's what they're acknowledging.
So I'll start with yes. I can confirm that 9 Americans, unfortunately, have lost their lives as a result of these horrific attacks in the region. We are in close contact with the government.
Okay. There are reports that there are American hostages. We have a carrier group on the way over there. American hostages. In fact, not reports. We know there are American hostages. We know. Hamas has already come out. It's going to sound weird because obviously it's translated, but their spokesman earlier today came out, said this.
From this moment on, we announce that any targeting of innocent civilians without warning will be met, regretfully to say, by executing one of the hostages in our custody. And we will be forced to broadcast this execution. We regret this
Okay. I have to be careful about the things I'm saying tonight because everyone, in my opinion, is raw emotionally, understandably, right now. And I'm not trying to make it worse. I am going to try to do the best I can to prepare you and me mentally for some things. It's not at all outside of the realm of possibility that you're going to watch an American citizen be executed on live television. Or at least you'll see the video on social media. What do you think the response is going to be? And honestly, what should the response be? No nation state can allow its citizens to be preyed upon in that way without a response. You're not even a country if you don't respond. So we just had 700 of these people waving swastikas in New York City. Are they going to respond to us? Hezbollah has already announced their public intention to respond to us and kill Americans if we get involved. We're going to get involved. Whether you like that, whether I like that, it doesn't matter what we think about that. We're getting involved. Are we going to have terrorist attacks here as a response to that? No question. There's no question about it. We might see a genuine military incursion depending on just how many Americans get shot in the head on live television. Prepare yourself for that, all right? Sending a carrier group to the Mediterranean is not a small thing. It's a very, very, very big thing. And, well, let's just go through the emails now and we'll go through your questions, your concerns, and we'll try to suss out what we know and suss out what we don't know, all right? We'll go over that in a minute. Now, let's pause on that for a second. We do still have to keep on marching here. And the financial system that was shaky before WW3 looked like it was getting ready to kick off is probably not doing that well now and not going to be doing that well now. So what do? You just quit? Don't invest anything? You're done? No. You should do what the finance giants are doing. You know what they're doing? All the big finance giants? They're buying homes, residential homes. Why are they buying homes? Why? You've seen these stories. Is there some nefarious plan? No. The plan is buy something you can touch and feel because that protects you from inflation. They're protecting themselves. Are you? But Jesse, I'm not rich. How am I going to buy another home? Let Done For You Real Estate handle that for you. They'll get you the financing. They'll handle the rental process. They'll find you the property. You don't have to do the thinking and doing. You have to do one thing. You know what you have to do? Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Start investing in real estate. This is for normal people, not millionaires and billionaires. You can do this. This is the place to put your money. It's what the finance whiz is. It's where they're putting their money. Doneforyoujesse.com. Regular people investing. You might just find yourself retiring nicely one day. Doneforyoujesse.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Obviously, a heavy Monday with all this crap going on. We're still going to do Medal of Honor Monday a half hour from now. Don't worry, that doesn't stop. The show must go on. Remember to guard your emotions with all this. War is horrible. People who don't think so have never been in it. People who talk about it lovingly have never seen it. You're going to witness and are already witnessing horrible videos and stories, not just out of Israel now, Gaza too. 2 million people live there. There's no gentle way to invade a place with 2 million people. And I'm very concerned about some things when it comes to that. I'm concerned this is a trap, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's get to some of these things. I want to knock out a few of your main concerns. I have 8 million emails, but these were the general themes. Jesse, a lot of what I'm seeing people talk about online in regards to the war is that it was a setup. There's no way Israeli forces wouldn't have seen the attack coming. They allowed it in order for a reason to go to war. Her name is Autumn. And she goes on to other questions. What are your thoughts? Is this organized? So on and so forth. Listen. Israeli intelligence, obviously they've been getting at both barrels for the past few days. How in the world did they miss it? And because Israeli intelligence's capabilities are well known throughout the world, one of the premier spy agencies in the world, people are questioning, how could they not know? How could they not know? Wait a minute, they had to know. Did they allow this to happen? And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you to trust anybody or anything. I'm not going to say that. Oh, no. You can trust this. You can trust them. You can trust this government. You can trust this media. You can trust this intelligence agency. No, don't be ridiculous. No, I've watched my own government wage war on its own people for the past 5 to 10 years with the people it didn't like. So I'm not going to sit there and say that. I'm going to say this, though. These intelligence communities, these intelligence agencies, CIA, Mossad, whatever it may be, it's a very common thing because it's such a secretive thing. Intelligence, right? Spies. And, oh, man, he assassinated him with an umbrella. It's such a secret James Bond thing. What happens is we assign a higher level of ability and capability to these organizations than they deserve. You see this in America all the time. You see it. And look, maybe you do this. You see the CIA is given credit for everything. They are all, apparently everyone in the CIA is some Machiavellian super assassin type who's organizing world affairs. Most of those guys are freaking idiots. Most of those guys are idiots and thumb-sucking losers who just want a good government paycheck. Can they do some things? Have they done some terrible things? Oh, of course. I'm not denying that. I'm not going to tell you to trust everybody, but did they plan it? I doubt it. And here's why I say I doubt it. I'm very concerned about what this might mean for that entire region and us in the world. Israel doesn't have any choice. You must invade. And I know that sounds horrible, but you must. You would insist on that. If a raid like that was conducted and that was American women raped and pillaged and children shot, if that was Mexico who did it, you would invade Mexico. You'd go sign up to the recruiting office tomorrow. You would demand that, and you would have every right to do so. No nation state ever can tolerate a raid like that on its citizens. Israel doesn't have an option to tolerate this. Okay, so what do they have to do? They have to go in. Well, that's a horrible option too. They have to, but it's a horrible option. They're already doing it. There are people who don't know the region, and I'm not the world's expert on it, but I know a little bit about a little bit. You picture Gaza or Palestine, and for most people, you picture some rundown, dumpy little village. It's 2 million people, 140 square miles, and the civilians are not only embedded with Hamas, who Israel has pledged to eradicate, they half of them love them, if not more. Hamas is winning elections comfortably there. They're not unpopular in Palestine. So you're walking in, you're invading. I don't care how big your army is. I'm looking at a headline here, mobilizes 100,000 troops. I'm not so sure that's enough. And I have all the respect in the world for Israel's military capability. But walk me through this. Let's walk through this together. Set all the Israel-Gaza stuff aside for a moment. Let's talk about something. We're one of my main concerns. Let's say it's you and me. And there's this family we don't like. They're out in the middle of this big piece of property. There's this family we don't like. And they don't have any guns, so we don't have to worry about that. But it's husband, wife, son, and daughter. We don't like them, you and me, for whatever reason. And we're evil. And we're going to go, we have a plan. Our plan is this. And this is just, hey, we're having a beer on Friday. We don't have anything in place yet, but you know what? Let's go raid that house. What do we want to do when we raid the house? We want to blow up the cars. I want to make sure the cars are blown up. I want to make sure that we have the guns and ammunition we need to execute the men. We're going to want to kidnap the women. And then when we kidnap the women, we're going to want to take them to a separate secure location. Now, I want you to think through something. We're just doing a little mental drill here. I want you to think through something. How much planning would that take? When are we going? What day of the week? Has anyone done any intelligence on the home? We have to get intelligence on the home. When are they all home? We have to make sure they're all home. Okay, we finally picked the day of the week, the day of the year. Okay, are we sure there aren't going to be any relatives visiting? We're going to have somebody watching the home. We're going to have to gather explosives. Do you have explosives handy? I don't happen to have any in my back pocket. We're going to have to go source and pay for some explosives. We're going to have to get weapons. How are we getting to the home? How are we getting from the home after we get to the home? Oh, Jesse, we'll drive. Okay, the car breaks down. Got a flat tire on the way. Are we done now? Is mission over? What's the backup plan? Where are we taking them once we kill the men and we kidnap the women and we zip tie them up? Where are we taking them? Once we get them to where we're taking them, what's our plan to feed and house them? You see what I'm saying? Do you see how complicated a raid is of one home? the level of planning and sophistication it takes for you and me to go invade that home. Now, let's talk about an invasion on that scale of the nation of Israel. I am worried because the level of planning, finance, and sophistication it takes to pull off a raid like that is incredible. You can think of Hamas or the Palestinians like a bunch of ignorant goat herders without any brains. Brother, horrific as it is, that was an impressive military raid. They're coming in on paragliders. You ever seen something? That's like something out of the freaking movies. They paraglided into a concert and mowed a bunch of people down. Evil? Yes. Sophisticated. Sophisticated. Iran has already announced that they helped plan it. They helped finance it. Of course, our own government did the best they could to deny that.
Secretary Blinken, do you have evidence that Iran directed this attack?
There's a long relationship between Iran and Hamas. In fact, Hamas wouldn't be around in the way that it is without the support that it's received from Iran over the years. In this specific instance, we have not yet seen evidence that Iran directed or was behind this particular attack, but there's certainly a long relationship.
Except for the fact that Iran immediately came out and applauded them for it and took credit for it. And Hamas announced that Iran helped them. Iran announced Hamas helped them. And even while they were doing this, it was still the stated position of the Biden administration that they didn't. Okay, but set that aside. That raid, that was heavy planning. Months of planning. They didn't come up with this yesterday. They didn't come up with this last Wednesday. Hey, who wants to invade Israel? This is months of planning. Millions of dollars. This is professional level sophistication. So where am I going with this? Why should I care? Well, I have a concern. I'll go over that concern in a moment. I saw something today that was actually really, really freaking sad. Golden retrievers, did you know they used to live 16 to 17 years? That's how long a golden retriever normally would live. And now in this country, our golden retrievers live like 10, 11 years. Why? That's a significant drop off. We don't give them nutrition. We don't give our dogs real nutrition. We give them dog food. There's no nutrition in dog food. It's dead. It's empty calories. Your life expectancy would drop significantly if you never ate fruit and ate double cheeseburgers every meal, would it not? Well, that's what your dog does, and we wonder why they die early. Pour rough greens on your dog's food so he can live healthy and longer. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag, or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember to email me, love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what we were talking about. Okay, this is an advanced, extreme level of sophistication and finance and planning to pull off a raid like this. You're telling me they didn't know what the Israeli response would be? That they didn't know and anticipate, that you leave Israel no choice. You don't have a choice as a nation if you're raided like that. Israel is currently turning Gaza into powder. And you had to know that was coming. There are 2 million people in Gaza. I'm very, very worried about where this is going. Everyone has simply made it like a foregone conclusion in their head that Israel is going to go in because they're better and they're going to take care of business and it's all going to be fine. What's Lebanon going to do? What's Iran going to do? Israel, you understand that they're going to have to, because of Iran's response, public response, taking credit, you know that this doesn't stop at Gaza, right? Israel must attack Iran. They have to. They don't have a choice. Whether it's overt, you know, right in their face, which I doubt, but it's going to be a public response. You're telling me they didn't plan and know that Israel was going to go into Gaza, guns blazing? Of course they knew. I'm very concerned about it. I'm concerned about many things. But anyone who has the level of sophistication necessary to pull off a raid like that most definitely knew the Israelis were going to go storming into Gaza. They did. And another thing I want to prepare you for. Everyone always excited about all this whole thing. 2 million people. Israel's trying to save these civilians as best they can. They're telling them, hey, come to this area. You can, if you evacuate, they're sending out texts and things like that. Hey, evacuate to this area so you don't get hurt because we're coming in. But one, most of those people don't want to leave. Two, Hamas won't let half of those people leave. Hamas is telling them to stay where they are because they want the human shields. That's a long way of saying, I'm looking at a video right now of a Palestinian child. Looks like a girl about 3 or 4 years old, dead. You're going to see civilian carnage in this war, horrible civilian carnage in this war. There's no pretty way to invade a territory of 2 million people. It can't be done. I'm extremely concerned that Israel might find itself in a bit of a quagmire down there. I'm very, very concerned about it. I think I'm the only one that I've seen say that. Everyone has simply decided, because Israel, they're such studs when it comes to military matters, that this is a foregone conclusion. Brother, 2 million people? Imagine, what size of an army would it take to invade 2 million armed Americans and take them over? It would take 5 million. Defensive struggles, too, in a city? I'm very concerned that this is a gigantic trap, anticipating the response. All right, let's move on. We got other things to do. Jesse. I find it strange, this cell phone video of the Hamas attacks, minute by minute, casualty updates, but nothing about Ukraine. What's going on in Ukraine, so on and so forth. Look, I'm concerned too. I don't know. A lot of the reason that you have more video in Israel is because Israel is such a technologically advanced place. They have cell towers and things like that everywhere. So everyone there, it's just like here. We just got back to there. You're in a city. It looks just like here technologically in many places like Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is one of these really rich cities. Everyone's got a cell phone and Instagram over there too. So they all just bust it out and film the whole thing. Ukraine, especially in the hinterlands where they're doing a lot of that fighting, not so much. That could explain some of it. Jesse, not to be flippant about this horrific situation, but it could be argued it's the fault of the Romans. No diaspora, the Arabs never move into Jerusalem, and everything happening today never happens. Perhaps you could address this. You know, I think I will actually talk about the diaspora a little bit next hour to give people a very basic understanding of how all this came to be, of how exactly we got here. Now let's dig into another aspect of this. We don't have, for all intents and purposes, we don't have a president. And that's not actually me being just a partisan who hates Democrat Joe Biden. Joe Biden went to bed at noon today. The White House called it a lid on his day. He barbecued last night. And while Americans are being held hostage and possibly executed on national television, the president of the United States of America at noon on a Monday said, you know, I think we're done here, and just called it a day. For everybody excited about banging the war drums for World War III, who's going to lead it? Milley? Biden? Who's going to lead it? And why is it you think that the State Department and the Biden administration, why do you think they were so quick to try to deny Iran's involvement in the whole thing? Why do you think that is? Have you wrapped your mind around the fact that we don't necessarily have a regime in power in this country that's on our side if we get into a big war? Our own government, they hate us. They hate you. They hate me. They've made that abundantly clear several times. They've talked about how we need to be purged. Hillary Clinton just last week talked about how we needed to be programmed. Joe Biden has said several times that because I voted for Trump twice, I'm a threat to democracy, a danger to democracy. I could end America. So how does that work? How can a government like this even prosecute anything? I don't know. Biden officials admit Palestinian aid money likely to benefit Hamas. Oh, you don't say. You don't say. All right. Egypt's intelligence, they're saying Israel ignored the repeated warnings. This is something that is pouring more fuel on the fire that Israel made it happen. Again, I'm not telling you to trust anyone. I just don't believe anything I see right now. Another thing I'm seeing right now, a lot of it, I'm seeing a lot of people on the home front, left, right, and middle, using what's happening over there domestically. And this is a story as old as time. We're going to discuss exactly what I mean after we do Medal of Honor Monday, which is coming up next. Be very, very wary of people using this domestically. And then we'll go into some history of it and move off of all this stuff. Do some RFK stuff, maybe some emails, some other things. Now would probably be a really great time to make some preparations, though, for whatever the future may hold. For instance, does everyone in your home have 3 months' worth of food, non-perishable food they can eat, if, oh, I don't know, the Russians decide this is a good opportunity to pop an EMP in your area and the power goes out and the grocery stores and everything else goes bye-bye? Everyone in your home needs 3 months' worth of food. Everyone. And nobody does this. It blows me away. Americans, to our credit, we love our guns and bullets and we pile those up and we don't have a granola bar. Allow My Patriot Supply to give you an emergency 3 month food kit. 25% off right now. Everyone in your home needs one. So while it's 25% off, you might as well take advantage. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get one. I think when you look around, you can see things are heating up. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Medal of Honor Monday, next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.